It actually started as Downtown Dayton Days and then transferred into, and this has been years and years ago, transferred into Downtown Art Hop. And several years ago, the official Urban Nights began. We had maybe a couple thousand people come downtown, maybe about 25 participating venues. It was kind of what First Friday is now, where you had, you know, a handful of primarily art galleries that would do exhibit openings, and it just gradually grew and grew and grew. In the past few years, it really has taken off, and we, you know, we estimate, based on the number of programs that we distribute and follow-up surveys that we do with our participating businesses, that we have about 30,000 people who come downtown during Urban Nights. So it's just so much fun, the energy that's downtown during the event. The streets are full. There's so much going on. You never know what you're going to find during Urban Nights. There's everything from a free concert, a band that's rocking out in the Oregon District on a live stage, Austin Burkhart from Derail giving free mohawks in front of his salon, a painter set up in front of Blind Bob's and recreate, just creating a painting right there on the street, jugglers juggling fire with an innocent bystander, belly dancers out on the street, and so you just never know what you're going to find during Urban Nights. The other thing that really makes it fun is that almost all of our businesses that are downtown are locally owned and operated. They are not chains. You will not find them in any other city. The only place that you can go and experience what this particular gallery or retailer or restaurant or club has to offer is in downtown Dayton, Ohio. And so just the unique nature and the kind of quirky nature of a locally owned business lends itself really well to an event like Urban Nights that is designed to be fun and creative and really off the wall. You know, the reality is that 90% of what you see on Urban Nights is here all the time. You know, we put out some stages and we do some fun events, and you know, the businesses go an extra mile and offer a special exhibit or a special demonstration or have a special event, but guess what? That gallery is there all the time. That restaurant is there all the time. And so it's a nice opportunity to introduce to the community to some things that are really, truly community-based, community-owned. These are Dayton originals.
And a lot of our downtown storefronts will partner with some of our downtown organizations. For example, the Neon will be partnering with the Architectural Institute of America because their conference is going to be in town during Urban Nights, and they're going to be doing a pachacacha at the Neon. So really cool events like that come together just from Urban Nights, whereas maybe those two organizations wouldn't, or business and organization, wouldn't have partnered for any other reason.
Tell me about some of the new events that are happening this Urban Nights, the brand new things that maybe we didn't see last spring.
Well, the big thing going on is Big Brothers Big Sisters is hosting an event called Over the Edge, where 76 participants will be rappelling over the side of the Key Bank Tower, 27 stories. And each person has raised $1,000 to contribute to Big Brothers Big Sisters, and for that $1,000, they get to jump off of 27 stories.
Good More for power that. To them.
Yeah. So that's the biggest new thing that's going on. Of course, we're bringing back our public pianos, which were a big hit in the past. Something else new this time is a world music stage that will be happening in Dave Hall Plaza. We haven't had a stage in Dave Hall Plaza in the past, so we're going to try it out and see how it goes. And some entertainment from the Celtic Festival will be there.
And we also have a variety of interactive experiences during Urban Nights so that folks can discover their inner artist. And, for example, we already mentioned the public pianos that anybody can come up and play. Also, in the Courthouse Square area, we'll have a piece of art made out of jelly beans that everybody can contribute to. We also will have a chalk walk where folks can, you know, decorate the and that's always really popular. Folks have a lot of fun with the chalk walk. We'll also have a photo booth, and that is free.
And it'll be located on Courthouse Square this time, just next to the information booth. Last year you may have seen it on 2nd Street, so you can come up and get a memorabilia to take home, and the photo booth will print off an Urban Nights themed photo right then.
And also in terms of the arts, we should probably mention that we have a lot of our non-traditional art spaces that are participating. You know, we mentioned K-12, also the Dayton Visual Arts Center. We'll be hosting a hip-hop music project in the parking lot behind the gallery. The Cannery Art and Design Center always has live entertainment, and all the art galleries in the Oregon District will also have either entertainment or a special exhibit. Some of them will be having special sales of artwork. The Record Gallery will be having a celebration in the Color of Energy Gallery, the grand opening celebration. And then we do have some art that takes place in unusual places. For example, the Involvement Advocacy will be doing a collaboration with engineers and artists in a now vacant space next to Boston Stoker and the CBS. And this is also just off Courthouse Square, where groups of engineers and groups of artists have worked together to create a performance and some other exhibits that folks can stop in and see. There will be art in the second story space above the Southern Bell. So you never know where you might find art and creative activities taking place. We also have a variety of roaming performers that will be, you know, wandering the streets. We mentioned the jugglers. We have belly dancers.
Break
it's
dancers.
Always break dancers. And, you know, they always try and encourage the crowd to get involved, to participate, to learn a couple break dance moves. And really, again, it's all about having fun, experiencing what the city has to offer, and just kind of a surprise where you never know exactly what you're going to encounter during Urban Nights.
What are some of the highlights that are part of Urban Nights but are sort of continuing on throughout the weekend or continuing on throughout the rest of the year?
Well, Urban Bikes at Urban Nights is a group of bike-minded individuals who meet at Don Crawford Plaza in front of Fifth Third Field at 5:30, and they take a ride throughout the Urban Nights action. They've had as many as more than 200 cyclists who join in, so it's really fun. You're with a huge group of people, and that continues on every first Friday with Courteous Mass, which is a similar event on a little bit of a smaller scale. Also, Lady Fest Dayton is launching at the Yellow Cab Company building, and that is a weekend-long event celebrating women in music and art, and that launches during Urban Nights. The Taste of the Miami Valley will be at Riverscape Metro Park. Also, we'll have photos on display from our Downtown in Focus photo contest, and that was open to all amateur and professional photographers, and we had more than 200 entries, and those will be on display in the Kettering Tower lobby. And even if the space in which the photos are displayed is not open, you can see them through the open windows, and they'll be up for a while after Urban Nights.